In Northwest News on 88.5, Washington's Commissioner of Public Lands presides over more than 5.5 million acres of state forests and aquatic lands. One of the top priorities of the office is the constitutional mandate to fund schools through logging. But conservation is also part of it. Outgoing Commissioner Peter Goldmark recently celebrated one of his crowning achievements, protecting more than 10,000 acres in the Middle Fork Snoqualmie Natural Resources Area near North Bend. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe joined him on the new Granite Creek Connector Trail to talk about what the job will be like for his successor.
So Commissioner Goldmark, we've settled in here now at the first viewpoint on this trail. We've got a view of Mount Bessemer. What is so special about this place to you?
Well, this is a special landscape because it's a combination of both low elevation lands down all the way and including the Middle Fork Snoqualmie River to much higher elevation that's rich with habitat, with trees, with birds. And it's now in conservation status, and we're in the process of putting the finishing touches on both a road for public access and a great trail system so the public can come and enjoy this incredible landscape and all the beauty and wonder that's attached to it. And I think it's a great moment.
You're also in charge of the largest firefighting force in the state, and we've seen recently huge forest fires. As we see more of these forest fires, or in a year like this, less, is it harder to get the legislature to put money toward things like this project that we're in the middle of now?
It all takes a tremendous amount of effort. But frankly, given the strong partners that are here around conservation, around this landscape within the Greenway, which, by the way, is this very unique landscape from mountains in eastern Washington all the way over to Ellensburg and all the way to the Puget Sound, there's so many strong partners. I'm not as concerned about what's going to happen here in terms of maintaining the legacy and maintaining the access as I am about the future funding for fire suppression. I worked really hard in the aftermath of the 2015 fire season, which burned over 1 million acres, a record here in the state of Washington, to secure more funding. Unfortunately, the legislature meets in the winter and late winter and early spring when fires are not present on the landscape. So sort of the threat is more theoretical and less real than many other things. So it's really hard for the legislature to really understand the enormity and the threat that's present. So it's a hard conversation with them. So we've still got some distance to go in terms of adequate fire funding.
So two candidates remain who are vying for the position, Democrat Hillary France, who's been at the head of FutureWise, a Growth Management Act watchdog, and former Navy officer Steve McLaughlin, who's more of a rural Republican. So it's kind of a stark contrast between an urban Democrat and a rural Republican. You're not endorsing one or the other at this point, but what do you think are the main characteristics that are important at this point in time as we move forward with this office?
Well, we've touched on a few. I think conservation is obviously a very important value to carry forward. I think continuing to support education through the management of public lands is really important because, as we know, education funding is very short across the state, and we do make a significant contribution through revenue from DNR, and I would hope that would continue. I also think aquatic lands, and we haven't talked about that, but that's a very important aspect of the responsibility of the commissioner. And finding ways to do innovative conservation there is also important, and I've hopefully helped establish a new way to do that with the easement with the U.S. Navy there in Hood Canal. I think that's going to yield big benefits for the people of the state of Washington. So there's a lot of work to do yet, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for innovation in the office. So hopefully one of the candidates who's successful will find other ways to innovate.
What has changed since you took office in terms of the tension points moving forward?
Well, obviously climate. The enormity and the reality of climate change is hard on us. We have increased fires, which are, in the opinion of many, a result of climate. We have rapidly disappearing glaciers, which is undeniably, hopefully, evidence of climate. We have rapidly acidifying ocean and Puget Sound, which is climate connected. We have inhibited growth of trees through drought and high temperature. There's so much evidence about the reality of climate. And one of the tasks that I've undertaken in the last 2 or 3 years is really to dial dialogue with scientists and try and figure out what's the most prudent path forward in terms of a public land manager with multiple responsibilities, including supporting the school children of the state of Washington, also around conservation. What's a prudent path? So I'm in the process of kind of summing what those deliverables are from this conversation with many gifted scientists, and I'll leave that as hopefully a pathway for the future commissioner.
Is it hard to leave this office?
It's, you know, obviously it's like many unique opportunities. The answer is mixed, of course. I will miss the engagement with people. I feel some great sense of completion here, particularly today, hiking up in this landscape that through my signature conserved over 10,000 acres forever. That's a good feeling, and I hope others will do the same.
Peter Goldmark, outgoing Commissioner of Public Lands for the state of Washington, thank you very much.
Thank you.